Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast Monday Night Live call, where we are here on tonight preparing to go forward with our topic of restore, rebuild, renew. And a powerful topic indeed. We've touched on this as we've discussed each one. We discussed restore, restoration, transformation, rebuilding, renewal of the mind. All of these things that, you know, God has to be at the forefront of our lives and, you know, even at the forefront of our minds to, you know, to be able to allow this to happen in our lives. And we continue to address these things on a day-to-day basis as Christians, but even more so when it comes up, you know, as a topic for us as it has done this past week. So we're going to go forward on tonight just continuing to address the three of them, which is restore, rebuild, renew. And, you know, any questions that you all may have, any commentary that you would like to share as it pertains to our topic, we are going to open up the phone line. All you have to do is press *5, and as the opportunity presents itself, you will have the opportunity to share whatever it is that God has placed on your heart. So at this time, we're going to go forward with our live call and introduce our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Ms. Latonya.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, and yourself?
I am doing wonderful as well. Thank you.
Hey, good deal. So I do welcome everybody to Monday Night Live, and we're about to get started here shortly. Is Mr. DJ on, Ms. Latonya?
Yes, sir.
How's it going, Mr. DJ?
Everything's fine. Just resting well.
All right. This is what's up. So tell us a little bit about this week and this topic. We're talking about rebuilding things, renewing things, restoring things. What you got?
Rebuild, renew, restore. Oftentimes we think we can upgrade or improve, especially when it comes to ourselves. If there's a problem or an addiction, something that we know is wrong, but yet we still do it. Our mental capacity says we have control. But we don't realize how big that demon is. Have you ever made a promise to God, if you deliver me, I won't do this no more. I promise you I won't do this no more. And then broke it. How many more times have we had to ask God for chance after chance after chance? Well, we need to look at this thing, the rebuild, restore, and renew. It's beyond our control. We're praying for the wrong things. You need to ask God for strength. I don't care how good a builder you are. I don't care how good a decorator you are or how strong you think you are. Without God in it, it's going to crumble. I would rather have a foundation built with God than man any day. And what we do is we ask God to get us through a situation, to get by a situation, rather, instead of asking him to eliminate the situation, because he does have the power to do that. And once he sets you straight, you're not going to turn from it, and it's not going to be ill build. It won't be weak. In other words, you're not going to quit drinking for a month and then turn around and go right back to it. If you put God into it and you ask him for the right things, to ask him for the strength to endure whatever's coming your way, then I guarantee you, I'm a living witness, he will do that. And then another thing, we have to be patient. I don't know about you guys, but here in Atlanta, seem like they put up houses like Legos. I mean, they build them overnight. You wake up next door to a mall. I mean, they build stuff so quick here, it's crazy. And that's the way we do. That we think we have a quick fix, and we're just going to stop doing this. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to lose 30 pounds at the car by Friday. You know, or I need to lose 20 pounds by next month so I can get into this dress. That's not right. That's not right. Again, we need to put God in it first. We need to seek him, seek his face, and let him renew our strength. and he'll take care of the rest. Hope you ate well.
All right, now. That's what's up. So, y'all, that's where we at with it. Miss Latonya, before we get started, I'm going to let you share a little bit right quick in your experience from this past week, y'all, because we've been talking about rebuilding, restoring, and renewing. And if you have, I'm telling y'all, okay, if you missed last night's call, you might want to go to SundayMorningBreakfast.org and get that call. I know people had things going on, but that's not the call you want to miss. So go check that out. Miss Latonya, what you got?
Well, as it pertains to our topic of restore, rebuild, renew, I focused a lot on the renewal and also the restoration part of it. But one of the things that stood out for me was when we talk about renewing our minds, we have to realize that it requires us to have faith. So point blank, period. And when we have faith, it's pretty much, you know, acting out on the word of God. So we have to be obedient. And we apply it to our lives in order to, for one, change the way that we think about our life, the way that we think about our relationships. We talked a lot about relationships this past week. So basically everything, it's, you know, designed to change our perspective from the way that we see things to the way that God sees them. And it also, the renewing of our mind also brings us into the will of God for our life. So it takes our focus off of what we want, you know, how we think it should be, and it brings us straight into His will. And it also, it strengthens us in such a way that we begin to depend solely on Him. So we take our focus off of what everyone else thinks, you know, even our own, you know, agendas and the things that we have set out, and it places it strictly on God. So when things arise, when difficulties arise, and when we are faced with different situations, be it in relationships or whatever it is, again, we get to, you know, see through the lens of God, and we have that new perspective, if you will. And that leads us directly into, I would say, the restoration process. So we become renewed, we're built up in the body of Christ, but then we can be restored, healed, delivered, and all of those things. And that's what it's been about for me this past week as we talked about this topic.
Okay, good deal. So is anybody out there? Let me try and grab Mr. Bree. I just want to hear from anybody. Star 5 real quickly, and I'm going to let you share for about 2 minutes, you know, your process as it pertains to renewing and rebuilding and restoring things. This is very important that we share a little testimony about this before we even get on the call, because we want to set the atmosphere, the ambiance of what God is trying to do here within us. So is Ms. Bree there, or somebody else just want to share? Star 5 real quickly.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
How
you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Okay. I'm good.
Okay, if you can repeat the question, I'm sorry.
Just share what you had going on, Ms. Latonya. Please take over right quick.
So, yeah, Ms. Shabri, we were just asking you to share a little bit about what this topic has been for you this week, the topic that we have of restore, rebuild, renew. Just give us a little summation.
Okay. Yes. What this topic has been for me with the rebuild, restore, renew, giving me a new outlook, because I have some rebuilding, all three of them really, rebuilding, restoring, and renewing to do in my life. Because I've gone through some things, and like forgiving, I have to forgive and restore and renew my relationship with the people who I'm having to forgive. And I've just been dealing with that this week, over the last few weeks, actually. I have been dealing with that. So this topic has really hit home for me about restoring relationships, rebuilding relationships, even with family members, that I can't just shut people out. I have to forgive, let it go, and rebuild from there, but let God guide me in it. So this has been a awesome topic this week with, you know, revealing, restoring, and renewing.
Right. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And if anybody else would like to share at the moment what they've taken away from this topic this week, you can press *5 and we'll open up the line for you to share whatever it is that you like to share. But I also want to add, as you were saying, Ms. Shabree, just to kind of add along with that, you talked about rebuilding and restoring. One of the things I want to point out, and I think it's important for all of us to realize, is that before we can begin to restore or have any other relationship restored, or even ourselves, we have to have our relationship with God restored. And we need to understand that this is the foundation. We talked about that throughout the week, having that solid foundation. So if that relationship isn't in right standing, all of our other relationships will not be. And we have to realize, too, that when we continue to sin and deviate from what God's will is for us, this keeps us in a position to where God, he can do whatever it is that he wants to do, but it causes, it's like we put limitations on God. So we wonder why, you know, our relationships are not working out, things are failing and falling apart all around us. We have to change our mindset. So it begins with our thoughts and it goes through on down to our behaviors.
Right.
And that was just something, you know, that just stood out for me, when you said what you said, but also just, like I said, one of the main focuses for me this week was the renewal and also the restoration process. So,
yes.
I just wanted to share that, with everyone. So, again, if anyone would like to share at this moment before we get started, *5 is the way to do that. And we do have a caller. Good evening, caller.
Good evening. I just wanted to share that, you know, over this past week, it's been a lot of, you know, the topic has been awesome. For me, it's been a lot of revealed things that have occurred throughout my life over the last few months. And a lot of things that I'm going forward have caused me to see myself so much to the point where I began to put myself down and beat myself up a lot over the things that have taken place. People that I've, you know, disappointed, people that I've hurt, and even myself. So it's like, when we talk about forgiving and forgiving other people, you know, that's easier to do than for me to forgive myself. And a lot of what I've been doing is beating up on myself and, you know, being hard on myself. And, you know, God, you know, he allows us to forgive other people. We also have to forgive ourselves. And this week's topic, you know, for me is also, as we talked about, the rebuilding and the restoration and the renewing is something that I needed to be a part of, to be able to hear, because that has helped to lift a lot of what I was, you know, doing to myself. And so this week has just, it's really been great. As Mr. Carr has said, you know, about the call on last night, you know, it's one that really, you know, every one of them has been something that you took away from. But last night was one that really just kind of helped me out so very much. So, I'm, you know, all in all, this has been a really great week. I'm looking forward to tonight. And I'm just thankful to, you know, just be able to hear and listen to everything thus far.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Truly, thank you for that. I can definitely relate. I don't know about anyone else, but as you were talking about with your behavior,
hold on, Ms. LaTonya.
I do know that. Uh-huh.
Hold on, Ms. LaTonya. Thank you so much for that call. We're going to go ahead and get started on the call because we don't want to further delay. So we're talking about restore, rebuild, and renew. If you are on Facebook, let us go ahead and join in because we will be there now. You should be able to see me now. Can everybody see me? Okay. We on Facebook Live. We're going to rock and roll. Mr. DJ, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How you doing, Ms. Crystal? And who's that? Okay. Mr. Neese, how are you? Okay, so we're talking about restoring and rebuilding and renewing some things. All right? Restore, rebuild, and renew. Before we get started, I just want to give people an opportunity to go ahead and chime in. How you doing, Miss Jennifer and Miss Boyd? How are you? It's been a powerful topic this whole week. Okay, and we don't want to downplay nor be so casual when it comes to the things of God. How you doing, Miss Andrea? Because he is doing a mighty work.
Amen.
Some things. How you doing, Miss Shara? All right. So we're talking about restore, rebuild, renew. Restore, rebuild, renew. It's extremely important that we get those things. We need to get them, hold on, and just keep it right there. All right? Restore, rebuild, and renew. Got that? All right. How you doing, Miss Nisa? So with that being said, first question we have, one of the email questions that I received is, how is it that people tend to try and restore relationships with individuals, but yet they have yet to restore one with God? Good question. Ms. Latonya, can you?
Okay.
Yeah, don't do that one just yet. Remember, I told you that last week. Wait for that.
Okay.
Okay. So, Mr. DJ, again, let's pay attention to that now. How you doing, Ms. Jamara?
Mm-hmm.
The question is, how can so many people restore or try and restore relationships with others, yet they have yet to restore a relationship with God? Mr. DJ?
Well, because many of us don't prioritize God. We don't physically see him. We don't physically hear from him. We
right.
see people. We eat people. We eat with them, drink with them, talk with them. So little things that don't mean nothing, really insignificant, can't do nothing for your soul. Since we deal with them, our carnal mind has us thinking that it's important, very, very important to gain the right or the likeness of an individual rather than the right of Christ.
Okay. All right. How you doing, Ms. Trail and Ms. Tamika? Okay. So, the question was, why is it that people try and restore relationships with individuals, yet they fail to first restore relationships with God? It's simply because of the carnal mind, the natural flesh, its priorities. As my brother just said, when you restore things, shouldn't it start at the foundation? That's the first
Amen.
Thing you should always do. If you have a friendship, how many people have a friendship out there? You have a friendship with somebody. Your friendship is on shaky ground. You know why you use the word shaky ground? Because it's not rooted in God. If your friendship is not on solid ground, he said, let this church be built upon this rock. If you have a friendship and God is not the foundation of the friendship, you do know that it's a matter of time before it crumbles. All it takes is one strong wind before it blows over, right?
Right. That's right.
The problem is we try and rebuild relationships. We try and rekindle relationships without us first being in God. The very first thing that we must always do before you change clothes, before you go put on that snazzy outfit, shouldn't you wash your body? In other words, everything is done in decency and in order, right?
Right.
Right? That's important. We can't, Mr. DJ, if we skip those steps and we just put on some fresh clothes, yet we done been in the yard all day, what sense does that make?
Right.
When we're trying to restore a relationship with people, first restore your relationship with God. What's going on, my brother Jerry? Miss Sonya, how are you, Miss Faith? First, restore our relationship with God. When you restore your relationship with God, God will actually tell you how to restore the relationship with others. Period. It's easy.
Amen.
In some relationships, God will never restore because the restoration process may not be what you want. Some things God told you to throw away. He didn't tell you to restore. A lot of times, Mr. DJ, when it comes to relationships, we try and restore things that God told us to keep our hands off of.
Amen.
And that's simply because we don't have a relationship with God. So then we start looking for validation. This is when people start saying stuff like, ooh, that was confirmation. If God already told you, why do I need confirmation from somebody else when God had already told me?
Amen. You don't.
God's word is enough, right? How you doing, Miss Shan? Okay. What you say, Jennifer? Miss Jennifer, if they knew who God was from the beginning, they would have a friendship with God instead of man. God created the heavens and the earth. God deserves the utmost of praise. That's right. Y'all follow me? So, Ms. Evada?
Yes, sir.
All right. So we're talking about restoring things, rebuilding things, and renewing things. All right. What was the question that you had, Ms. LaTanya?
Yes, sir. The question is, can we be restored in some areas of our lives and still working on others? Or can we only be restored if all of us is restored?
Okay. I'm not looking at that question. Did you type it up already?
Yes, sir. I'm gonna resubmit it.
How you doing, Ms. Taylor and Ms. Courtney? Come on, y'all. Do that at the same time, Ms. LaTanya, please.
Yes, sir. All right. Okay, I just put it up, sir.
All right, Mr. DJ,
okay.
Can we be restored in some areas of our lives and still working on other areas of our lives? Or can we only be restored if all of us is restored at once?
I'm going to say absolutely yes. God is the chief sculptor, architect, if you will, and he develops us the way that he wants us to be. You can't have everything done all at one time. You can ask him. You may have to have some foundation rebuilding, and then he will add on this and then add on that and add on. All your blessings don't come to you all at one time. Don't think that. You just put your hand in his hand and trust that he's making you right.
Okay.
So I say, yeah, you can.
So the question is, can we be restored in some areas and still working on, God still working on us in other areas? Or do we have to be restored all at one time? Well, let's look at it this way. When you look at a house, and this is important, and I like the question too. Everything won't be perfect. You have some people that are, they are such, you know, what they call them, neat freaks, right? They want everything
right,
done all at once. And if it's not all, they don't want none of it. Well, here's the thing. And can God use you? Because some things will remain in your life.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
You understand that? God will restore certain rooms in the house before he, now, you know, certain rooms in your house have been restored. And as a matter of fact, y'all watch this. Love versus money. Watch this. Restore, rebuild, renew. If you own an apartment complex, and let's say you have 2,000 units, do you open it up when all 2,000 units are ready? Or do you wisely open it up when you got the first five while we're working on the others?
Amen.
Ain't that something?
Okay.
Do you know
yes,
that the apartment complex will open up as soon as the first five are open, right? Already.
Right.
And they'll, in other words, they start to make money right away as opposed to holding off making money. Well, if that's money, what about God? What about love? See, when God restores things, God wants love to get out in the atmosphere right now. You do understand that even King David wasn't totally renewed, and God still used him. King David,
amen,
the apple of God's eye, God still used him. He slept with Bathsheba. He had Bathsheba's husband killed, and God still used him. In other words, that construction sign that says, you know, I'm a work in progress, that still stands to be true. So although God is restoring some areas, that don't mean that all areas have been restored. But God can still use you right where you are.
Amen.
Y'all understand that?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Crystal said because they have placed that person ahead of God. It's hard for someone to believe in something they can't see or touch. Woo. That's true. Boy, it's hard to believe in something that people cannot see nor touch. Wow. This is where faith comes into play. The Bible says, blessed are those who believe and have not seen. In other words, what she just said was, people claim they have faith but really don't. Because if we had faith, like we said,
right,
we have faith, we would actually be trying to establish our relationship with God, renewing it before we try and renew our marriage. We would renew it before
Amen.
We try and restore our relationship with our kids. We would renew our relationship with God before we try and renew or rebuild our finances. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And especially, Mr. Carr,
you don't have to make
fact.
$1 million a year to be a millionaire. You do know that, right?
Right.
You can make, you know, $80,000 a year and be a millionaire, because being a millionaire is a mindset. But it's really about how you handle your money in the first place. But when God renews the mind, you'll know better how to do that.
Amen.
All right.
Mr. Carter. I said, especially in such a technical society. You know, we
keep inventing.
I mean, but there's no upgrade for the Bible. There's no upgrade on faith. I mean, it's the same God back then that it is now. And, you know, now we're in an age where kids don't even have to know how to drive no more. I'm just saying, you know, but it's such a show me type society now, which makes it difficult. Mm-hmm.
All right, so restore, rebuild, renew. How you doing, Miss Sharon? Man, Jerry, I'm proud of you, man. I mean, keep doing what you're doing up there, man. I like that. Archer, how are you? Miss Dana and... Who is that, Ms. Danielle? How are you? All right. So Ms. Jennifer had a question. Let's see what Ms. Jennifer's question is, Mr. DJ. It says, will God take you through the storm before he calms the sea in your life? What's going on, man? Antonio, what's going on with you, man? That's my boy there. So the question was, will God take you through the storm before he calms the sea in your life? What you got, Mr. DJ?
I say yes. I mean, God will take you however he wants to. I mean, absolutely. He opened up the Red Sea and then closed it back. Matter of fact, I was told that when they went through the Red Sea, you know how if you ever been to the bayou or seen a lake dry up, it's mud. It's mud. But according to the story of Moses and the children of Israel, those people walked on dry land. Them horses didn't get stuck in the mud and take an extra long time. It was absolutely dry. So, yes, he can take you through a storm. And I say he can. His procedure is his procedure. So he can take you through the storm, through the storm, through the eye of it, then calm it down, or do it at the same time. I mean, as long as you got him with you, peace be still. That's all you
got to
know. Let him be in charge.
All right, Ms. D. So how you doing, Ms. Angela? Let me start rocking and rolling right quick because I'm looking at some stuff. But, of course, will God take you through a storm before he calms the sea in your life? Of course he will. That's absolutely the thing. Because if you have yet to be tested in God, how do you have a testimony? The testimony is predicated on the test. You don't have a testimony without a storm. Okay, that's point blank period. We all have trials in our life. But see, here's the beautiful thing about a trial. A lot of times, the trial is not necessarily for you. A lot of the time, trials are for others. Remember, to whom much is given, much is required. God placed you in a position where you will go through so that others can see you make it through. You understand?
Amen.
In other words, God chose you to rebuild. He chose you to restore. It's not that anything was wrong with you. But see, God can rebuild what he wants to do. Rebuild, Mr. Potato Head. If he want to tear you down, he can tear you down just to show others how it's supposed to be done. Ain't that right?
Amen. Yes, it is.
Y'all follow me? All right, now. How you doing, Ms. Carol? What's going on, Melvin? My brother, Ms. Angie and Ms. Danny, how are you? Okay. All right, here's our next email question, y'all. Real quickly, Mr. DJ, we're not going to take long with these questions. I want to hit them and get them. The question says, should you ever build with people who only know how to tear things down? Again, the question is, should you ever build with people who only know how to tear things down? Mr. DJ, what you got real quickly?
I'm going to say no, absolutely not.
Hmm?
I mean, if they only know how to tear things down, oftentimes, I'm not a mechanic, but I tear a car.
Okay.
I tear the pieces so quick, and then you ask me to put it back together, we got a problem.
So, no, okay. I wouldn't deal with demolition people.
Okay. What you said, Ms. Carol, you're being tested with your health, and God chooses you. We don't know why, but he still chose you. But just stay right there because it's called a rebuild. The test is not to hurt you. Remember, all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Okay? Although we don't understand why, we understand who. Who put you in the test? So that means you got an answer. Got an answer.
Amen.
All right. How you doing, Ms. K? So the question is, should you ever build with people who only know how to tear things down? Ms. Crystal said no. What you say, Ms. Latonya?
I say no.
Okay.
Say no. If they only know how to tear down, there won't be any building up.
Okay. So here's the thing, y'all. Let me flip the script. I say absolutely. And this is why I say absolutely. The Bible said no. He said, watch this, restore, rebuild, renew. He said no, them that labor amongst you. I would actually rather build with an honest thief than someone who calls themselves a friend and is a liar. Because I know the thief, so I know how to handle them. Watch this. If you don't take my word, let me prove it to you. Should you ever build with people who only know how to tear things down? Judas had a purpose, and Jesus chose him as one of the 12 disciples. You have to have a demolition crew. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Okay.
I'm about to go there. If you don't have a demolition crew, see, I don't want to make the people who building things up the demolition crew as well. You understand how you're doing, Ms. Angela? Okay, Ms. Pierce, why would you make the people who are so structured, they are pinpoint accurate, they are your finishers. You know, in construction, you have finishers. You have builders, you have foundation layers, and you have, the finishers are the ones who make it look good. But you have to have a demolition crew. The demolition crew don't necessarily have to be a part of the finished product, but they are the ones who break ground. Well, y'all better catch this now.
Okay.
Would you or should you ever build with people who only know how to tear down? Absolutely. Because if God, what about us? Why God chose us and all we do is mess up? Why is he building in us and while we, you know why? Because there's nothing like having a transformation experience if you don't yet have a before picture. I need the before picture so people can see the after. Oh.
Amen.
Did y'all miss that? Oh, boy, I know it ain't popular, okay. But I'm going to say it anyway. If you don't have people around you that tear things down, who are you winning for God? Because he says a wise man wins souls. So if everybody that's around you is already saved, what is your purpose? What's your purpose? Jesus selected people who only tore things down. Bartholomew, Philip, Judas. Matthew, come on, Peter. They only tore things down. Ain't it funny how he selected people who tore things down only so he can build them up, and when he built them up, they started building people up? Judas killed himself. Jesus ain't do that. Ain't that something?
Yes, yes it is.
Bible said, watch this. The question again says, should you ever build with people who only know how to tear things down? If God put you in that situation, God put you in that situation. How you doing, Ms. Colbert? God put you in that situation. You might say, well, all they do is mess and gossip. But God wants you to shine. In other words, I need you to be, he said, to be in the world, but not of the world. In other words, I need to put you in a situation where you're around people who want to tear things down because they don't have an example. And I need you to be the example. Hello?
Amen.
I said hello.
Yes, sir.
You understand? Because if that be the case, now we're looking at ourselves highly, and we're talking about restore, rebuild, renew. When did God rebuild you? Because we haven't always been building things up. You know, we gossip and talk about people and tear people down. They just don't know it all the time, right?
Right.
Well, I'm speaking the truth. See, when you're talking about the truth of God, it goes beyond natural logic. How you know it's God? When you in adverse situations and God still reigns supreme. In other words, he had 12 disciples and none of them was saved. They only tore things down. As a matter of fact, the disciples didn't get along. They was arrogant, jealous, boastful, rude. They was everything that love wasn't. So why did God choose them 12? He could have chose apostles, Pharisees. He could have chose all the perfect people. But it's funny how God chooses imperfect people like us, right? People who only know how to tear down. Because when you convert, when you transform, when you have been renewed, when you have been rebuilt, when you have been restored, what's the bigger testimony?
Amen.
What's the bigger testimony? No. Hence, he said, know them that labor amongst you. In other words, I know what to give them right now. I wouldn't give somebody who only tears things down something so valuable called sheetrock. They don't know how to put the sheetrock up, but they do know how to tear it down. So I'm going to let them serve a purpose. In other words, God builds with Satan. Watch this. I know I'm not. Watch this now. Watch this. God builds with Satan. Didn't he ask Satan, where have you been? Satan said, walking to and fro. He said, have you tried my faithful servant Job? In other words, Satan, all you know how to do is tear down. So I want you to tear Job down, because if you don't tear him down, see, I don't have the capability of tearing him down, because I'm too positive. I am great. I am he all along. So I need you, Satan. God created hell. Satan didn't create hell. You understand that? Okay. With that being said, Satan, I'm sending you on assignment to tear down. I'm sending you on assignment because I don't get my hands dirty. I'm going to let you tear Job down, but watch I get the glory in building them back up.
Amen.
Boy, does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
It makes sense, somebody?
Mr. Carr, can we ask a question?
Of course you can. What you got?
Can you clear that up in terms of build and rebuild? I'm hearing two different things, and I'm solid on the rebuild. I know exactly where you're coming from, totally agree.
Okay.
But to build something from scratch, God brings you here pure, and then you turn into something else. So
that's
on the rebuilding, yes.
DJ, I said that on the call. God, we're not born into this world perfect. We're not born into this. As a matter of fact, we were born into sin because we are the seed of Adam and Eve. That's a generational curse. Why, if we was born perfect, would we need to be born again, reborn? So that means we was born wrong. Oh, whoop.
Right.
That is not true. We came into the world and had to be born again. You didn't come into this world perfect and then we messed up. No, we came into this world messed up. The Bible says that we was born in sin, shaped in iniquity, because we are the seed of Adam and Eve.
Right.
So that's absolutely not true.
So we've been rebuilt from the get-go.
From the get-go. There you go.
Right.
We are being rebuilt. In other words, we all have negative on our test score. This is why God forces us to use his blueprint to rebuild.
Right. Okay. That's what was throwing it off, the word rebuilt rather than just built.
Exactly. Okay. I love that. How you doing, Ms. Ebony? All right. Watch this, y'all. Okay. Restore, rebuild, renew. All right. Here's the next question, all right? Is it ever a good idea to restore old relationships? Is it ever a good idea to restore old relationships, Mr. DJ?
Only if God leads you to and he's involved in it. You may have done something and left your works undone, or you may have parted and you shouldn't have parted, or whatever the circumstances is, but if God is in charge, then sure.
I can't add nothing to that. He said it perfectly.
Amen.
He said it perfectly. I cannot even add nothing. That he hit the nail on the head. Is it ever good idea to restore an old relationship if God is involved? In other words, if it was torn down and God is going to get the glory, and do not try and play God. Because, you know, we'll rekindle old relationships and talk about to God be the glory. You understand that with your mouth. But how does God get glory out of something that God said don't get back into when it's not done his way? If he restores an old relationship, that means what it used to look like, it don't look like no more. What it used to be, it's not even that. In other words, see, we try and use God as a prop and say, nah, I'm ministering to them. How can you minister to the old relationship when your relationship with God has yet to be ministered to?
Amen.
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 I'm sorry, what did you say, Mr. DJ?
No, I just said amen.
That's right. What you say, Miss Crystal? She said, if God says so, then yes. And Miss Jennifer said no. And Miss Crystal, I agree with that. If God says to restore it, restore it. The problem is most people don't hear from God simply because they're waiting for an external sign. Y'all know that? They're waiting for that external sign. When you have been restored, that don't mean that you got a new glow on your hat. It don't mean that you know, all of a sudden you feel better. Renewing and restored. Where my friend at? She at again. Let me scroll back up right quick. Y'all bear with me for a second. Miss Carol. I love it. I love Miss Carol. Miss Carol, you know, and look at the promises of God. When God renews you, that don't mean that your health is going to reflect. That means that your soul is going to reflect. Boy, I'm about to tell somebody something. Watch this, Miss Carol. See, a lot of people don't look at it this way, and this is why they get upset with God. Because they said God hadn't restored, rebuilt, or renewed me. In other words, if God renewed me, why is my health still poor? The thing is, if God was concerned about your external, watch this. Well, then he messed over Jesus. Watch what I mean by this. If the external was the epitome of what has been renewed, glorious, and something that's awesome, why then did Jesus have to be kissed by Judas in order for the Roman soldiers to know who Jesus was? Oh, watch this. Watch this. Didn't he say, didn't Judas tell the Roman soldiers, the one I kiss, that's the one? Mm-hmm. If his external was so glorious and righteous, he wouldn't have had to say, that's the one I kiss is Jesus. They should have seen it, right?
Right.
And that's something, Mr. DJ? That means, look. Restoration and rebuilding and renewing starts in the mind. That means God, for God I live and for God I die. Look at John the Baptist. He died in God. That don't mean that his physical flesh was going to live forever. That means that my spirit man will.
Right.
Amen.
Listen to me. Don't you know that you can renew a relationship and tear it apart all in the same token, at the same time? In other words, I can love you enough to leave you. I renew this, but that don't mean I'm going to ever be with you again. You have a great life. I have been renewed, and hopefully you have been renewed too. The relationship is renewed. Renewed don't mean that I'm going to be with you. Renewed means that we have a fresh start, and we're doing it in God. And we can do it in God going separate ways. It has been renewed.
Amen.
Amen.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Rebuild bad material.
Hey. Miss Jennifer, what'd you say? I tried restoring a 15-year friendship on my own, but it still didn't work out. That's right. You see? So a lot of people are looking for external ways to say, won't God do it? But see, if you're waiting for the external to say that God renewed it, he restored it, and he rebuilt it, that's shame on you. Because faith requires that I don't see it. Faith requires that I experience it, that I encounter it, that I am it. In other words, I live like it happened, even though I may not ever see it. I see it in God. I don't need the physical evidence for me to say, won't God do it? A lot of people get on that kick talking about, won't God do it? Well, if that be the case, why couldn't Jesus say, won't God do it, and he was on the cross?
Amen. Right.
Because, you know, if we was at the base of the cross, we would have pulled him down. But we would have aborted God, my God. We would have messed up God's plan by pulling Jesus off the cross, huh?
Yes, we would have.
And Mr. Carr, have you ever thought about that, Mr. Carr? I mean, you know, especially at this hour, day, and time, we're going to fight. You messing with Christ? You know, just imagine if we, you know, didn't allow it to happen and there was a fight. Like you said, and we pulled them and got them off of there.
That's right. And, y'all, that's what we do
Oftentimes, relationships, we think about past relationships, like you said, to restore, but have you ever had a relationship that you went back to and then it took so much time? God allowed you to be foolish and go back to this person he done delivered you from already, and then all of a sudden, wham, oh, that's why we ain't friends no more, or that's why we don't talk anymore. You know, he kind of reminded you.
You know, mm-hmm. hey, so that's, it's funny how people can say, you know, put God in it or thank for this.
Okay. All right. How you doing, Miss Kokisha? Koshika, I'm sorry. All right. Y'all ready? Restore, rebuild, renew.
Yeah.
And be very careful.
Yeah.
And hear me good. Be very careful when it comes to the things of God, because a lot of times we say our relationship has been restored or renewed with people when external factors indicate, you know, and suggest otherwise, you know, such as, girl, he got me the new car. He loved me. He got me the new house and ring. He loved me. She did this for me. She. That don't mean that your relationship has been renewed, because, see, there's a thing called Valentine's Day, and a lot of people are going to try to
mm-hmm.
rebuild, restore, and renew a relationship with you based on the amount of candy and teddy bears they got. So all they got to do is spend $100, and they got you hooked again. See, don't look at that as restoring and rebuilding and renewing. I don't need the candy. I don't need the teddy bear. I don't even need the love letter. As a matter of fact, if the love letter didn't come from God, don't send it my way. See, restoration has nothing to do with external, but everything to do with internal. Literally, the Bible says by the renewing of our minds on a daily basis. When did he say by the renewing of the flesh? When he said that?
Never.
He never said that.
He never did.
So a lot of people are looking for external indicators to say that I have been restored in God. You know, my voice was hoarse yesterday, but now I can talk. Woo, won't God do it? That don't mean that you're being renewed. That does not mean
Correct.
That. Because what about the person who still has the ailment? What's going on in your body? What about the person who God said, no, I'm not going to heal their flesh, i.e. Job? Renewing has nothing to do with external indicators, and a lot of times, like the caller said earlier, you start to beat yourself up because you don't see nothing naturally change. But see, you don't need the natural set of eyes. You should see it spiritually change. And when you know things spiritually have changed, you know you have been renewed. And when you know you have been renewed, you will never beat something up. Woo! Why would I kill something that God says shall live forever? So you would never beat yourself up, because now you're working for the enemy.
Amen.
Amen.
Remember, Satan can't kill
right.
you. I want you to kill yourself. So guess what you start to do? As opposed to being renewed in the mind, he said, I'm going to tear you down limb by limb. I'm going to sift you as wheat. I'm going to let you beat yourself up. Externally
right.
first. Because my job situation ain't working. The family situation ain't working. And you start to tear yourself down, all because your mind has yet to be renewed. The mind is a
right.
powerful
thing. Yes, it is.
What's going on, Earl? Well, y'all on the right call tonight. Y'all know this?
Amen.
All right. Question number three. Since Job was a man of God, why did God have to rebuild him if he was already in right standing? Mr. DJ, in other words, why does God allow his people to be torn if they were right in the first place?
Well, I personally think he chose Job to show the devil, you know, hey, this is my man, and you saying that he's gonna he's worshiping you because you're giving him everything, you're blessing him with everything. That's why it's gonna be righteous. And God has to do that to show not only the devil but the world that no, even the man that has fallen a million times can still bless me, and he's devoted to me. So I'm going to show you, you take away all the things that you're saying that he has, you know, and he has not cursed me. So basically to show us that it can be done, and that
okay.
you can take away all his riches and glory, but he still is not going to turn his back on me because he loves me.
Okay, now check this out, y'all. One of the reasons why God chose Job, I thank you for that, Mr. DJ, is simply because of this. God can use who he wants to use. You know, unlike our mindset, we don't rebuild on something that we think is already perfect. Now, watch this. That's Job, but what about Jesus? God tore himself down. Ooh, did y'all catch that? If I'm going to rebuild and restore, I don't want to tear something that's already breaking down. I want to get the best. I'm going to get Jesus. I'm going to get Job. my faithful servant. That means I have announced and pronounced and established faith in him, and look at what he did. So I'm going to tear my best down. If I tear my best down and build it back up, who can mess with it? So I tore Job down to let you know that I don't care how good you are. If I choose to tear you down, I will. Oh, Lord, that was, oh, my. Somebody just missed that one. Because we say, God, I did nothing wrong. Why did you mess with my health? Why did you mess with my family? Why did you mess with my mind? Why did you mess with my relationship? God, why did you mess with my finances? I didn't cheat. They cheated. But God chose you because he can. He's the orchestrator behind it all. You do understand? He's the manufacturer. In other words, I can choose Job because I created Job. So I know he had a lot of riches. So I'm going to tear Job down. In other words, God will tear you down so that others can see it in the process. The rebuilding wasn't for Job. The rebuilding was so Satan. Look, I beat you down. Now I got people on earth that's going to follow suit with a natural stance and beat you down too. So I got to use my faithful servant Job because people are going to see him afflicted. They're going to see his wife turn on him and say, curse God and die. They're going to see all that. His kids going to be killed. They're going to die. His crops and animals are going to be gone. His riches are going to be gone. And yet, will he serve me? In other words, I'm going to use my best to get my point across, not the least. See, wouldn't it be ideal for God to use the least? But God is not ideal. Remember, God is complex to the world because they don't understand. Remember, the world does not understand the things of God. So what God uses, the world don't understand, because why would he use Job? Why wouldn't he use somebody who was lowly already? No, God said, I'm going to take somebody who was already, I'm going to take them down and then bring them back up. Because I want y'all to see that I still am God all by myself. So when I choose to restore and rebuild, do understand that just because you got it going on, if I choose to use you like I use Job, don't you get mad at me.
Amen.
Amen.
Because a lot of times we only want to be rebuilt and stay there. In other words, we only know how to serve God from top, the top. But what about serving God? Well, I'm about to watch this, y'all. Watch this. It's easier to serve God from the bottom when you never experience the top. Woo, Job was a great man. You know why? Because Job was at the top, and he still served God at the bottom. Oh, right. Lord.
Amen.
You know how people say you can't miss something that you never had? Well, he had it. So you who had your health, don't you start cursing God. And all cursing God don't mean that you know, God is a mother. No, no, no. Cursing God is when you mute your worship. Anytime you stop praising and worshiping God, you have cursed him. Because all a curse is a muted worship. Yes, Lord. Somebody didn't want you to get this message tonight. But I'm going to tell you anyway. Because we need to be rebuilt, renewed, and restored, right? So God said, I'm going to give you, but I'm going to take it away. I want to see, did you serve me based on your health, or do you love me based on who I am? Did you serve me because of the marriage, and now that you don't have the marriage no more, now all of a sudden you don't fell off from me? Did you serve me because of the finances? Did you serve me because of your circumstance or your children? Why did you serve me? Watch this. You want to know? If you want to rebuild anything, take it away and see if they fall away because of what you took away. Women, close your leg and let's see if he want to rebuild their relationship. Men, close your pocketbook and let's see if she want to rebuild the relationship. See, when you take things away and restoration starts from a solid foundation, that's how you know what's real and what's not. But if you take it away and they run with it, you know that the number one cause for divorce is not marital infidelity. It's because of finances. In other words, they was never married to the person. They was married to the money.
Right.
Yes. That's right.
Ain't that something? So are you married to God? Love God? And you're going to allow him to rebuild and restore and renew you? Or do you love God only because won't he do it? Huh? Because I'm highly favored and I'm blessed. Why do you love God?
Mm-hmm.
Because if your mind has been renewed, that means, God, you don't have to do nothing for me. You can take it all away. And much like Job, you got a faithful servant. Watch this.
Amen.
Ain't that something?
Amen.
That
something? And that's because it's called spiritual faith muscles as well. You know,
spiritual faith
strong. Real, real strong. Spiritual faith muscles.
You got to exercise them. You can't pull it. And you know you pull a muscle when you don't ever use it, right?
Amen.
Right.
Mm. All right, now. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Miss? What is that, Miss Lisa? How are you, Miss Crystal? You know I see you. I'm gonna get to it. What'd you say? Because no man is perfect. We are all subject to mistakes. However, when we overcome them and praise Him and believe in Him, then we have shown our faith. God likes to show us off to others. He likes to show us off too. All right. We are His creatures. We can all be a Job. That's right. I couldn't say it better.
Amen.
What's going on, Miss Sherelle and Miss Ebony? All right. Next email question, real quickly, y'all. Okay, we're talking about restore, rebuild, renew. Mr. DJ, this is specifically for you, Mr.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
They said, what are some warning signs that one has yet to be renewed? Oh, I'm sorry. What are some warning signs that one has yet to be renewed in God after they have committed infidelity in the marriage?
One huge sign is selfishness. And putting the blame on everything.
Let me push my phone over so they can hear you again. Say it one more time.
Selfishness. That's the major one. They want to put the blame on everything else, everybody else. Selfishness is a huge sign.
Now, the question was, what are some warning signs that one has yet to be renewed in God after infidelity has been committed in the marriage? Selfishness. Selfishness don't even blame people. Selfishness will also blame circumstance. I didn't know. Woo, Lord. Hey, can I tell y'all something? Restore, rebuild, renew, so that you don't fall for the okey-doke. When somebody has been renewed, they stop blaming things altogether. They take ownership because you don't have to be saved to be faithful in a marriage. I'm going to say that again.
Amen.
Well, y'all better listen to me. You do
Amen.
Not have to be saved to be faithful in a marriage. Don't fall for the okey-doke. In other words, they want you to see that they have been renewed because they'll shift blame and say, I wasn't mature enough. You don't have to be mature to be faithful. See, let me show you something. It's just a matter of what you want. Even people in the world want things so bad that they will become faithful to it, even in their embryonic, immature state.
Amen.
Y'all, you don't have to be mature to be faithful. But listen, being faithful is a choice. How you doing, Ms. Johnson? Being faithful is a choice. So they showing you what they want versus what they only tolerate. If somebody, Lord have mercy, and we all have sinned and fallen, if somebody has stepped out in a marriage or a relationship, whatever it may be, watch this, Mr. Bree. If they stepped out at that moment, you were not good enough.
Right.
Amen.
Why would I throw away $5,000 that I got at home for a $10 bill over there? I wouldn't.
Mm. Right.
All they just said was that $10 was more than what they got at home at the time.
Right. That's right.
Right?
Amen.
That's all that is. And we can say, but we all messed up. Right. We all do mess up. But at the moment, you said that whatever you was looking at, that whatever you was focused on was too good to let go. And whatever you focus on starts to grow.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, sir. Miss Crystal, that's my counselor. Look what Counselor Crystal says. She's the spiritual counselor on the live. She said, the infidelity not ending. Keep going through the same thing, not taking accountability, not putting God at the head. Trying to place blame on the other person. There are so many signs, but make sure you restore yourself and deal with the hurt before putting your all in them restoring themselves. Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The question was, what are some warning signs that one has yet to be renewed in God after they have committed infidelity? Well, see, the thing is, the first warning sign is you. You got to make sure you're in God, because if you're not in God, the Bible says you will lack the ability to be able to test them. The Bible says test every spirit. Yes, he did. He said test. Yes, he did. He said test every spirit to see if it's a spirit of God. In other words, Start testing yourself first. So you are obligated to be in God, because if you're not in God, you will accept any little thing that sounds good. And this is why people get back in old situations, because they don't know how to identify with God.
That's right.
Uh-oh.
Right.
Didn't the Bible say, don't put new wine in old wineskin? Be ye equally yoked.
That's right.
If people accept foolishness, it's because they are foolishness. That don't mean that you have to be physically perfect, but that means that our mind got to be going in the right direction, the same direction. You understand? In other words, how do you know a warning sign that somebody has yet to be renewed in God? Is that they don't line up with the promises, the faith, the life, the talk, the walk of God. They don't line up with the truth. People still yet lie. How can you lie and say you're talking about you're renewed? How can you hide the truth and say that you, why would you hide God when he's a God of display? That's how you know they have yet to be renewed, because they don't want to tell it all. Because telling it all will hurt them. And I thought renewal means that I deny me totally. So I've come clean. The first sign is that integrity still does not live in them. Because if they can't go over what they did wrong, and they say, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry, not enough. You better break it down.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Amen.
You better break it. If you can't break it down, how can you be renewed? Listen, you do know that a house that is being rebuilt, restored, literally has to be torn completely down, and you can go in there and inspect it? I have the right, I'm paying you to build my house, if I'm paying you to restore my house, renew my house, I have the right to go step in my house and see what the process looks like. In other words, if you say you have been renewed after you committed infidelity, I have the right to know everything that you did, when you did it, how did it sound, was it good? I have the right to know.
Amen.
And if you don't want to tell me, that means you have yet to be renewed, because you should be able to take everything out that is old and say, this is what happened. What else you want to know? I'm going to tell it all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people don't want to hear that truth. Y'all, give me my spiritual paddle, Mr. DJ. I have somebody on this line. He's Harper. I'm going to talk about it on live, girl. But she hadn't been on, she hadn't been around Sunday morning breakfast for about umpteen years, huh? I love you, though. I ain't going to mess with her tonight. I couldn't find my paddle. I ought to got it, too. All right? Restore, reveal, renew. Mr. DJ, I'm sorry. Here's the next email question. How do you rebuild trust in a relationship after the trust has been broken?
How do you rebuild trust
in a relationship after the trust has been broken?
For one, God has to be involved. And it's not necessarily instant, but you have to take it slow. You have to rebuild it. You have to break it down and understand what caused it so that you won't have to revisit that again. But if God is not involved, it's not going to happen. I mean, you can't just instantly have trust again and say, I'm going to give you one more chance. You know, you have to seek God on that. And you have to lean to his understanding, not to your own. So that's the only way you're going to get that trust back in there.
Let me say this, Mr. DJ, and I agree with you. The question, y'all, is how do you rebuild trust in a relationship after the trust has been broken? If that person in God, you better be in God, number one. If they not in God, you may have a chance, because people who not in God just accept anything. They believe your lie. I don't mess with them no more. That ain't good enough for me. Listen, when you in God, the ante has increased. You know how you say up the ante? Okay? To rebuild trust in a relationship, when that person who you broke or that you lied to, cheated on, that you broke the trust barrier in front of, that person right there, if they in God, the only option you have is to get in God. That's the only option you have.
Right.
Well, I'm trying to help somebody out.
Mr. Carl, would it be wrong for me to say what God believes other than leaning on chance? Don't go by chance. If God is not telling you to, then don't. So I would say if you put your own chance into that person, then I would say no. You know, okay. Only when God tells you that, you know, to make that decision.
Okay, how you doing, Ms. Katina? And see, here's the thing. A lot of times people, they'll question and say, you know, well, Ms. God, I've been showing her. It's not what you show her naturally. It's what you show her spiritually. What's going on, Russ? What you show her spiritually. You have to be in God. In other words, why would you want a man trying to win you over when yet God has yet to win him over? The question is, how do you rebuild trust in a relationship after the trust has been broken? You got to go through God. If that person is connected to God, that means God is going to be your only help. You know how when you're trying to get back at that woman and you want to be with her again because you done messed up and you're trying to rebuild trust, who you use? The person she's closest to. Who is that? Her mom, her dad, or her sister, brother. So you use the people they're closest to. If that person is in God, you better use the person they're closest to. That's the only way you can rebuild that trust. I'm trying to give people free advice right now. Miss Crystal Book ain't out there yet. I'm trying to give us free advice. If you want to rebuild the trust,
right.
You have to use the person they closest to. Hopefully, they are close to God. That means you got to be in God. But here's the thing. You can't just get in God today and get out of God tomorrow talking about, well, I got him back now. God will expose you.
Amen.
Yes, he will.
I say God will expose you. In other words, don't get in God because you're trying to win them back. Get in God because you want God to win you over.
Amen.
How you doing, Ms. Trail? These are rapid fire questions. The question says, if you don't forgive, is it possible to renew?
If you don't forgive?
Is it possible to renew?
You must forgive in order to renew, because you want someone to renew you. You want forgiveness.
That's
so,
it.
That's
it. What'd you say, Miss Crystal? It takes total transparency. Both parties have to be honest with themselves and God. Both parties have to look at the at self. Look at the relationship as a whole. Stop pointing fingers and start praying. All right now. Don't just pray for the relationship. Pray for each other. Cover your spouse in prayer every day. Man, is it, if you don't forgive somebody, is it possible for your mind to be renewed? Absolutely not. Forgiveness is almost like a cleaning out process. You know, we have spiritual hoarders. In other words, people hold on to things that they should have been let go. You have to let it go if you're going to forgive. But forgiveness don't mean fellowship. Because just because you forgive somebody, you can't be renewed. That just means that you got a new crew.
Amen.
I need to help somebody out, because some people will use that against you. You didn't forgive me. I did forgive you, baby. I did. I absolutely did. I really did. But why are we not together? I got a new crew. That don't mean I need somebody in that place, because man nor woman validates me. I have God in that place, but you're just not a part of the crew. But I did forgive you, though. Thank you.
Right.
Yeah.
All right? Restore, rebuild, renew. Last question for the evening. Can broken people pick up the pieces and rebuild themselves, or do they need to enlist the help of God at all times?
You must enlist the help of God.
That's it.
If God is not involved, then you use an Elmer's glue instead of Super Gorilla glue, it's going to fall apart. I mean, if you don't use God, you ain't doing nothing but practicing. You're wasting time. So, yeah, you must enlist the help of God.
You can't pick up the broken pieces by yourself and renew yourself. We don't have that ability. Because if we can do it by ourselves, I don't think that we would have ever allowed ourselves to be broken.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say, Miss Crystal? No, we all must forgive. Forgiveness is for you, not them. Holding it won't fix anything. Can broken people pick up the pieces and rebuild themselves, or do they need to enlist? Do they need, I said to enlist, Miss Latonya. She didn't want to say that word. Hold on. She didn't want to spell that one. I'm sorry. Hold on. She didn't want to do that one. Enlist the help of God. How you doing, Miss? So as my brother just said, and I just to his point, I'll just piggyback and say, we absolutely need to enlist the help of God at all times. We broken, so how can we put together something when we broke? Let God rebuild it.
Yes, Lord.
God starts inside and goes out. God rebuilds the mind before he rebuilds the body. You do know that, right?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he does.
I need y'all to understand that. God rebuilds the mind before he rebuilds the body. What you said, Miss Crystal, we need God in all things. You can't pick up those pieces alone unless you want to cut the... Ooh! You can't pick up them broken pieces unless you want to cut yourself. This is why a lot of people are hemorrhaging right now. They didn't cut themselves. They're bleeding to death. You do know that we're God's bride, right? Let that man do that work.
Yes.
Yeah. Let that man pick up them broken pieces. He want to protect you anyway. Y'all know it's something about a woman who don't want to let a man protect her. That's what she's, in other words, she's saying, let me do me. And she's just being tossed
right
to and fro. Everything is abusing her. Yes, yes, to be restored and renewed. I'm talking about us spiritually. Male and female, we are God's bride. Will you submit to God and allow God to pick up them broken pieces and stop letting the world abuse you? The world has torn you down so much, and you saying, well, God's going to rebuild me. God didn't tell them to tear you down. You let them tear you down. It's one thing for the construction crew to say, hey, I'm coming to tear you down, meaning God. It's one thing for God to say, I'm tearing you down, because he said a righteous man will fall several times but get up. In other words, when he tear you down, he rebuilds you. But now, all of a sudden, we tear ourselves down, and we let people tear us down, and we say, but God, I need your help. Well, he can get to you when he want to get to you, because he didn't have that a part of his plan.
Amen.
Hello?
So true.
That was never
yes,
part
sir
of the plan. You being broke was never part of the plan when it comes to your own vices. You got in that bad relationship and God told you not to. Now you broke.
That's right.
But God, I need your help. Now you got to wait on God. Now you're about to practice something called patience. Because you only want God help to win back the person who broke you. But God say, I did not tell you no in the first place, so I'm going to show you no. And he leaves you to your own vices until your mind has been restored, rebuilt, and renewed. He will leave you to your own vices until you get that taste out of your mouth that old relationship wasn't it. So God will leave you just, he will leave you right there because your external, I don't want you no more, don't work. When you know in your heart you do. Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That makes sense, y'all?
Yes,
and how you know,
yes, sir.
How you know somebody wants something? Because it's in their heart. What they keep on going back to. Huh? So don't be foolish, y'all. When God rebuilds and restores things, when he renews things, that means that old thing I no longer have a taste for. You start to hate it. You start to hate your old ways. You start to hate your old thoughts. You start to hate your old lifestyle. And I never want to go back, because why would I want to go back to something that's old and creaky when he has a solid foundation of newness over here? Why?
Amen.
The person that you knew yesterday, and I could be in God, but didn't he say by the renewing of the mind on a daily basis, the faithful person yesterday is not the same faithful person today. I hate the faithful person yesterday because that person don't have as much faith as I have right now. From faith to faith and glory
yes
to glory. Renewing of the mind on a daily basis. That means we should always be progressively going upward. Let God rebuild you. Let him restore you. Let God renew you. Let's go ahead and pray, Mr. D. What's going on, Char? Miss Demi, how are you? Mr. D, you going to pray for us right quick, please?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bow your heads, close your eyes, touch and agree. Heavenly Father, thank you for gathering us together again one more time, Father, to lift your name up, but not any shape, form, or fashion, but to give you all the credit, Father. Renew us, Father. Renew our strength. Keep us on this path, life, and the righteous way, Father. Don't let us stray too far, Father. Help every last one of us. We all know that we're just merely pieces of dust. And help us to get rid of that stale, musty, sin, stain, and smell from the piece of dust and refresh us, Father. Give us a new life. Give us a new smell, one that you are proud of, that represents you, so that not only we can smell ourselves, but the world can smell us and want to be closer to you, Father. We ask these things in your name, Jesus. Amen.
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 You have to be careful about saying smell to Ms. Latonya. Now I'm talking about everything that Ms. Latonya, it can be a pen. Yeah.
You know what?
Y'all have a great night. Make sure y'all catch us on Bible study. Make sure y'all share this on your page and make sure you catch us next Monday. Y'all have a great
night. All right.
Good night.
Good night.